May 20th through 26th. Matthew chapters 21 through 23, Mark chapter 11, Luke chapters 19 and 20, and John chapter 12. Behold, thy King cometh. As you read Matthew chapters 21 through 23, Mark chapter 11, Luke chapters 19 and 20, and John chapter 12, pay attention to impressions you receive from the Holy Ghost. Refer to meeting the needs of younger children at the beginning of this manual for things to keep in mind as you teach these principles. Invite sharing. Show the picture from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and invite the children to share what they know about what is happening in the picture.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Heavenly Father and Jesus know me by name. As you read about the Savior's interaction with Zacchaeus, what messages do you find that may bless the children you teach? Possible activities. Show the picture, Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree, on LDS.org. Help the children identify Zacchaeus and say his name. Create actions for the children to do as you tell the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus. For example, standing on their toes to see over a crowd, or pretending to climb a tree. Explain that the Savior saw Zacchaeus and called him by name. Testify that the Savior also knows each of the children and their names. Bring an empty picture frame to class or make one out of paper. Invite each child to take turns holding the frame around his or her face while the rest of the class says, "Heavenly Father and Jesus know," say the child's name. Invite the children to take turns pretending to climb a tree, as Zacchaeus did. Have the rest of the class say, "Heavenly Father and Jesus know," say the child's name. Sing together, "I am a child of God," in Children's Songbook pages 2 through 3, and help the children listen for things that help them know Heavenly Father loves them. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14. The temple is a sacred place. Your testimony of the temple can help the children you teach understand that the temple is a sacred place. Possible activities. Show the picture, Jesus cleansing the temple, in Gospel Art Book number 51, and tell the story as recorded in Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14. Help the children find images of money and animals in the picture. Then discuss why the Savior wanted the money changers and the people selling animals to leave the temple. Show pictures of temples. For example, see Gospel Art Book pages 117 through 121, and ask the children to share how they feel when they see a temple. Tell the children that those feelings are the Holy Ghost telling us that the temple is a special place. Ask the children to act as they would if they were inside the temple. For instance, they could talk in whispers and sit reverently. Sing together, "I love to see the temple," in Children's Songbook, page 95, and invite the children to make a goal to go inside the temple someday. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 32. I can be obedient. Heavenly Father wants us to be obedient. The parable of the two sons is an opportunity to teach about the importance of obedience. Possible activities. Draw a picture of two sons on the board and use the drawings as you recount the parable in Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32. Which son did the right thing in the end? Ask the children to name things they can do to be obedient at home. Let them draw pictures of themselves doing one of those things. Invite the children to share experiences they have had being obedient to their parents or another guardian or leader. How were they blessed for being obedient? How can they be more obedient in the future? Teach the doctrine, older children. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. When I seek the Savior, I will find him. You might use the story of Zacchaeus to help the children think of things they can do to come closer to the Savior. Possible activities. Read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, pausing every few verses to discuss what we learn about Zacchaeus. What did Zacchaeus do so that he could see Jesus? How did he respond when Jesus asked him to come down from the tree? Ask each child to share one reason why they would want to see Jesus. If the Savior came to your city, what would you do to prepare? Invite the children to think of people they know who, like Zacchaeus, might be seeking the Savior. Ask the children what they might do to help someone else learn about the Savior. Invite the children to share experiences when they felt that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were aware of them and loved them. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14. The temple is a sacred place that I should respect. How can the account of the Savior cleansing the temple help you teach the children about the sacredness of temples? Possible activities. Invite the children to read Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14. Show the picture Jesus cleansing the temple in Gospel Art Book number 51, and ask them which verse is depicted in the picture. Ask them to draw pictures of what the temple might have looked like before and after Jesus cleansed it. Invite the children to share how they have felt when they went inside a temple, visited temple grounds, or looked at pictures of temples. What helped them know the temple is a sacred place? Invite one or more youth to come to class and talk about how they have prepared to enter the temple. If they have been to the temple, ask them to talk about how they felt when they were there. Cut a picture of a temple into puzzle pieces and give each child one piece. Ask the children to write on the back of their puzzle piece one thing they can do to prepare to enter the temple. As each child shares an idea, add his or her piece to the puzzle. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 through 28. I need to be righteous in my actions and my desires. Jesus taught the scribes and Pharisees about the importance of truly living the gospel, not just pretending to be righteous. What would help the children understand this truth? Possible activities. As you read Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 through 28 with the children, consider sharing this definition of hypocrite from the Bible Dictionary. One who pretends to be religious when he is not. Why is it bad to be a hypocrite? Show the children a cup that is clean on the outside, but dirty on the inside to help illustrate the metaphor in Matthew 23, verse 25. How can we make sure we are clean and pure on the inside?
Encourage learning at home. Help the children pick a principle or activity from class to share with their families at home. Improving our teaching. Support the children's parents. Quote, parents are the most important gospel teachers for their children. They have both the main responsibility and the greatest power to influence their children. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. As you teach children at church, prayerfully seek ways to support their parents in their essential role. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.